you work on that, and I'll deal with this because this is a serious problem. I don't understand how they missed this. How do you?
Oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Right as we start.
Fuck, every fucking Sunday, somebody's dead in Poughkeepsie, and you can hear the sirens in the background. But I really wanted to bring up that, and this is really obscure and random, and I don't think anybody's really going to know where I'm coming from. Like, I don't think anybody's going to be like, I understand how you came to that conclusion. How the fuck does Captain America, one, control lightning? He's the god of thunder. And then two, he is the god of thunder. The hammer is not the god of thunder. How did, like, I don't get it. I don't get how they skipped over that. How in the movie do you skip over that? Should probably start with, I'm talking about Endgame, and I'm talking about when Captain America has Mjolnir. I don't know enough about
any of the Marvel stuff.
Well, in the comic books, Thor, I think Mjolnir is destroyed. And he needs to be reminded that Mjolnir isn't what gives him the conductivity to be the god of thunder.
Yeah.
He is the conductor to be the god of thunder.
Yeah.
And we let these guys make like 30 fucking movies about this fucking long-haired Norse god, and we've been wrong the whole time because it's
played
not
by an Australian.
Yes, yes, but there's nothing good I can say about it. It's so weird. It's so weird. Like, they could have gotten like Thor, you know?
There's so many
the actual guy named Thor Bjorkenstrin with the tiny little midget girlfriend.
Random fucking Nordic dudes.
Chris Hemsworth. You know why? It's because he had to talk. Because Thor, they needed a giant guy in Game of Thrones, and they grabbed Thor, and they just were like, "You're not talking." Like, and that's actually a known thing.
Yeah.
But it really, I don't know. I was on the internet, and I was watching that scene, and I was watching, like, somebody was trying to make a bootleg cut of this movie, and what they actually caught was all these nerds jumping up and down at a point in the movie that wasn't accurate to the comic books. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, you know,
accurate.
At that point in the movie, like, Thor is getting his ass kicked, and the hammer comes, like, flying, and it hits Thanos, and then it comes back, and they got one thing right, because Captain America is supposed to be able to wield Mjolnir, but I do not see him using thunder or lightning, whatever.
Yeah.
He actually has to soften the blow of Mjolnir coming back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he jerked. Have you seen the movie, please?
Yes, I saw it years ago.
Thank fucking God. That's the first that you said yes to seeing a movie on this. I just want you to know that.
I saw it like a year and a half after it came out.
Oh, dude. What the fuck? I think I have it on DVD. Because what the fuck?
Movies were expensive and still are expensive.
Bitch, watch it for free on the internet. Like, what
do
you think
this
is? So, like, he softens the blow by turning his shoulder back, and he's movie guy, bah, and then throws the thunder and rips up and then shoots it at him. And the whole thing from fucking jump to orgasm is wrong. All of it's wrong. Everybody's like, no! Like, it's a fucking, and if you just read Thor. Just read Thor. Go back, like, a year or two, pick up a bunch of Thor comic books and read it.
Movies are always inaccurate to the source material.
This is not an inaccuracy that can be fucking let to happen. They should have made fire come out of the motherfucking thing. It would have made more goddamn sense, okay? All right? Bullets. If you had bullets come out of Mjolnir when he pointed it at Thanos, that would have made a lot of sense because he's Captain America, okay? And then, like, the biggest, I was praying the whole time we were waiting for Endgame that we would get Squirrel Girl, and we could just, like, drop the bomb on everybody that's not a comic book character, comic book fan.
Everybody talking about Ant-Man going into Thanos' ass and turning, and then blowing him up.
I don't think Thanos has an asshole. He's an alien, you fucks. He's also a Titan.
Everything has to shit.
Not Gamora's sister. Prove it. She's fucking 99% robot. You're gonna see that she's got an asshole. Show me one fucking scene where that bitch goes to the bathroom and all the fucking screen time she has in all the fucking movies. All
right, a robot.
How about show me one time Thanos goes to the bathroom or pisses himself when he gets a whole fucking army of Avengers to fight him? Huh? No, I don't even think he has a dick. Both of his kids are adopted, and he's literally just been fighting, and he was born deformed. That's why he's like purple and retarded looking.
I assume that everything has an asshole.
Well, I assume that everything is an asshole. I don't know about has an asshole.
Everything has some form
in
of an
real
asshole.
Life, yes. But this is a movie in a comic book character. I'm 99% sure Thanos doesn't have an asshole. To avoid that, does Thanos have an asshole? He's going to look it up. He didn't even say anything about it that time. He's just let's go. Gotta look this up. We gotta know. Does Thanos have an asshole? Do you think you're gonna get put on a watch list for this? But like a different one, right? Now a sexual one. Does Thanos have an asshole? And the
because,
thing.
So this is one person's explanation because everything else, nose, legs, head to an extent, has been humanoid on him. So he, just on that, he may have an asshole.
Not everything else. Have you seen his dick? Maybe, sexual organs aren't the same. He's literally like a deformed Titan. He doesn't look like the rest of the Titans. He was an outcast because of the way he looks.
Only one other person has asked this question. Oh, well, does Thanos have an ass? That's the other thing. He does have the
butt cheeks. But maybe that's just in the pants. Like, what if he has like no legs? What if he's like just skips legs day every day for his entire life? I don't. What did he say?
One person said he'll obviously try to crawl into Thanos' asshole, but it will be blocked by a butt plug.
It might be. That's a fucking. What kind of butt plug do you think can survive Thanos' ass cheeks?
Maybe it's like a knockoff Infinity Stone.
Did you watch the Loki TV show? Oh, well, spoiler alert. That's not the only set of Infinity Stones.
Yeah, I figured.
There's this whole time police thing, and, like, they just got the Infinity Stones. We spent all these years building up to that climactic end to be told, like, 2 years later, like, that's just a joke. That's nothing. There's just... That shit
Sean,
is fucking a
every time
toys.
I've hung out with Sean in the past couple months, he's been bitching at me that, like, the past, like, bunch of... Marvel movies for the past couple of years have been really trash because they're at the beginning of a new saga.
Yes, but the TV shows, the Marvel TV shows have been like fine Italian cuisine, bro. It's fucking been delicious. It's been great. But in the Loki TV show, they show like 10 sets of all of the Infinity Stones in a desk, and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Have you seen Alice in Borderland?
No, because it's dubbed in English, and live-action dubbed in English drives me insane.
There's a... You can do subbed.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
What if I'm watching the 11th season of Walking Dead. And I'm watching the new Bleach, which is absolutely amazing.
I know you've
been
watching the new Bleach.
The new Bleach is fucking insane.
I'm waiting for it to like get like 50 or 60.
Dude, episodes. Kenny's fucking sword has a voice. No. You finally heard it. Like,
sweet.
Wait till you see what he does. Wait till you see who the first Kenpachu. It's fucking amazing.
I know. I'm waiting until there's like
50 I'm not gonna or 60 tell you because he's. I would hate for somebody to have ruined the plot twist of it for me. But it's
lucky
amazing.
Lucky for you, I forget everything.
Kenpachi, I will tell you, Kenpachi's sword's voice sounded like a young female.
Cool.
Which makes me believe it's going to be something like his lieutenant. Because that's
been an ongoing theory.
Yeah, that was always my theory, was that his lieutenant is actually his Sanbakuto and he has no fucking clue. But everybody else talks to his lieutenant as well. So, I don't know. But they show you who the first Kenpachi was, and oh my god, crazy. Just fucking crazy. Yeah, dude. And I'm near the end of Naruto Shippuden, finally.
How many episodes is the new Bleach up to?
I think it's 11 in English. And like 14 or 15 in Japanese. But
13.
Telling you right now, watching it in English and waiting every week, it's like the old days of Adult Swim. It's fucking awesome. It's like nostalgic as fuck for me.
Waiting. I wait until entire seasons are done and shit.
Well, for certain things I do that, but I've been waiting for years, and I'm actually rewatching the original Bleach because why the fuck not? And I'm watching the 11th season of Walking Dead, which. Holy shit, I never knew like how much I wanted Maggie to die.
I don't know anything about Walking
Dead. Oh my god, it's
we've
it's
been
so,
over this every other
so
week.
So bad, really?
Yes.
God, I gotta get my head looked at again. It's so bad, but
mine
so good.
At right before my birthday.
You yeah, it's so bad, but so good. But I need to finish it. It needs to be finished. And I can't.
I could never get into it. I tried a couple of times.
It was really good in the fucking beginning, man. It was really good. And then they started fighting more people than zombies, and then it just became a drama. And that just became too much.
Yeah.
Like the Hulk. He's dramatic. In the you gotta I wish you read comic books.
I write more than I read.
Well, you
I
should
read when I research.
You should research comic book characters. Don't ask me why, but you should.
I don't have comic books, and I focus most of my time on writing.
You should probably focus most of your time on fights, and then maybe comic books, and then like maybe writing after third, fourth, fifth.
Nah.
No. It takes up all three spots.
I gotta focus on writing.
No. Yes. Did watching Rotang fight help you at all?
I actually got more focused on watching the fight than writing.
I really liked the Stamp Fairtex fight because she looked like she had a lot of fucking problems. I'm really surprised she won that fight. And I really wish I got to watch the rest of that event. Except I fell asleep.
I watched the first like 3 hours. I fell asleep around after Stamp's fight.
Yeah, I fell asleep at the beginning of Rotang's fight, and I'm really upset about it, and I'm waiting to watch the rest of it.
It was a good fight.
I did watch the UFC last night, and it felt good to have those assholes back in my life after 2 weeks of them off. Holy shit, Strickland. I know you don't. You should just look him up. He's fucking hilarious. You don't really know who he is, but he fought the current middleweight champion before he was the middleweight champion and got knocked out in the first round. But that dude's just there to fight. Like, his performance, he came in on like a week's notice and came in at 205 pounds. Instead of fighting at middleweight, he fought at light heavyweight. It was, he did a really fucking good job of just walking this dude down the whole time. Sean Strickland.
Oh, Sean.
What'd you hear me say?
You said Strong.
Strong. Yeah. You thought that was a name.
I didn't hear you.
Why aren't you wearing a helmet? We got to get you a helmet after something like that. You need a helmet. Yeah, Sean Strickland. He's a fucking savage, too. He got into a motorcycle accident, and ever since then, he's just been going on a tear. He lost 2 fights before this last fight. One was knockout. The other one was a unanimous decision that I definitely think he won. Mm-hmm. I think he got robbed, and we need to figure out the judging. I think it was just a bad sequence of events the last couple weeks of 2022 with the judging. But I do think that it was enough to highlight.
It was a motorcycle accident.
His motorcycle accident was decently bad. I never got the details of it. But the way the judging of the UFC has been, it's been kind of funky, and it looked like the first event of 2023 was good.
I mean, you've told me multiple times that the judging of
they just get it wrong all the fucking time.
Well,
all it's like,
as you said, they're boxing judges.
It's like watching a fucking blind orangutan judge a mixed martial arts fight. That's what it's like, or vice versa, a mixed martial arts fighter judging a fucking blind orangutan fighting. Like, it doesn't matter what it is; it's just wrong. Constantly, over and over again. And this last weekend, yesterday, the first time we really didn't have that. And there was a lot of fucking knockouts. A lot of knockouts.
That's always good.
I love that.
Everybody loves a knockout.
I like a knockout where the dude does get up and walk away. It's not like 10 minutes of everybody being scared of him on the floor.
Yeah.
You know? Like a good like quick bloop. You hit your head on the ground. You're like, why'd you stop it? What happened? And you're like, dude, you hit the fucking mat. Hard.
Yeah.
And the thing about Rotang's fight is it was in kickboxing. It wasn't in Muay Thai. He's going to be a champion. He's trying to become a champion in kickboxing and Muay Thai at the same time. And he took on probably the greatest, like one of the greatest dudes in mixed martial arts.
What are the major differences between kickboxing and Muay Thai?
I've actually found this out Friday night. Elbows and trips.
You can't throw an elbow in kickboxing.
You can't elbow, and it's called kickboxing. You can't elbow and trip. Yeah, you can punch and knee. Boxing and kicking. And kneeing. You know, I don't know. I don't get it. Elbows.
I know that elbows are like a nasty move to throw if you're good at them.
Oh my god. If you're bad at them, it's a bad night for you. Yeah. If you don't know, and you don't have to be bad at throwing elbows. The guy who you're throwing the elbows at has got to be better at a counter.
Yeah.
Because elbow involves getting real close, and like especially with a guy like Sean Strickland literally fights with his hands against his body. So when you go to throw an elbow, it happened several times last night. This guy would throw an elbow, and Sean Strickland would just throw like an inside uppercut.
Oh damn!
All right, because like with an elbow, think about it. You know, you gotta get close.
Yeah.
You gotta get real fucking close.
Yeah, which and is the perfect time.
Mop, boop, uppercut, right to the fucking jaw, bro. And it would just happen. It's just damn.
I saw a video of some street fight that's the guy got in close, just boop.
That's all it takes, dude. It takes, you have to know how to, I've said this a million times, convert your power from the rest of the muscles in your body, which a lot of fighters really know how to do. And you could throw an in tight, like, shot and really hurt someone. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of street fights, like, and it's been like, great, like bad ones, not like a quick like, oh, they're scuffling if somebody breaks him up, like, nah, dude gets picked up, dropped on his head, and he's out cold, and somebody just hits him like 9 or 10 times, nobody stops them, like wild bad street. Yeah, wild. I would not. No.
Well, that's why any professional fighters you hear talk about, they're like, nah, I'm not getting into a fight in the fucking street. That's the stupidest thing you can do.
Even if I talk shit to someone and they like really really get me mad, I'm like, come sign a waiver, like that rapper. I told him that. I was like, come. I was like,
this rapper?
I don't want to say his name on here. I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to give him any fucking clout at all. I hate this motherfucker. I hate him. His music sucks dick. He sucks dick. He's a fucking faggot. He's a fucking faggot. Like, oh, I can't even say. And not like the good kind of faggot. Not like the actual gay sucking dick kind of faggot. Because I'm all about men getting laid. So, like, I don't care. Like, he's like that fucking talk shit about everybody doing. And I'm not doing better than him. I'm better at what I do than he is at what he does, okay? And that's a proven fact, because he hasn't dropped an actual, like, he's in the studio now working on music, but hasn't dropped a song in like 4 fucking years. Like, I fucking hate this guy, and I used to like his music, and this is the thing, like, he did a few things that I just didn't like. He talked shit about other rappers that were doing better things, like calling them racist, when it's like, dude, he's clearly not racist. Like, it's, you know, like, when you look at something and you see it's one way and somebody's like, no, it's not.
It's simple. When they can't get clout by being skilled.
Yes.
They've got to get clout by making noise.
So, I took it upon myself one day and I said, your production is garbage. That's what I fucking said. I have 250 something followers on Instagram. I got like 46 friends on Facebook. This guy took the time to answer me. And he didn't talk about me. And it created like that day was like, I was like, you're a bitch. You're a pussy. Your music sucks. And then I didn't say anything. He reported me. And then the band went away 24 hours, whatever. And then he reported me again. Oh, for no loser. Apparent fucking reason.
What a loser.
Last night, dude. He's such a fucking loser, bro. Ugh.
I never understood being like that, where like you gotta report people because your butt hurt.
And like, I'm not famous. I'm not doing this to be famous. This is literally just bullshit. I think people will laugh at us. At me. Not because of me. At me. Yeah, I think that one day will be people at work making fun of me. I genuinely do not care. I love comedy. Yeah. I love to laugh, and I will always laugh at myself first. That's why I'm here. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah. So for you to like have an opportunity, like we could have made fun of each other, it would have been great. I would have loved it. I would have loved every moment of it. It just robbed me of it. I'm like totally.
We can just get Sean to do that. Sean will make fun of you.
Yeah, but I can put my hands around Sean's neck, and there's nothing he can do. This guy said that he could submit me in under a minute. He literally was like, you'd be submitted in under a minute. I'd be like, you fucking pussy. Like, come on. So I called my friend who owns a gym. And I asked him what I would have to do to find out if he could submit me. And it's two pieces of paperwork. It's four signatures, bro. Four fucking signatures. That's cool. Lit. Four signatures. And he lives in Rhode Island. Like, come to New York. Let's find out. And he's like 245 pounds. Solid muscle. Like, huge juice head. Plays video games all day. Probably touches his dick a lot. A lot. Like, way too much. And is alone. Definitely alone. And I don't think that he could submit me. I think that, like, if he punched me in the face, he'd really fuck me up. And I never said that he wouldn't. But I don't think that he's faster than me. And I don't think he could submit me. I'm really confident that he couldn't. Because I know how fucked up I am in the head. And that's just that. Just to prove a point. Even if he grabbed onto something. It's breaking or I'm going out. Like, you're not. And that's really bad. That's not a good thing. That's bad. But that's where I'm at with him.
I think you're a little ridiculous, but this is nothing new between us.
Fuck him. All right? Fuck him, this fucking asshole.
I'm talking about you. You're the fucking ridiculous one.
No, he fucking started it. You want to start it? Let's go. Trying to tell me that he's going to fucking control me. You fucking pussy. Fucking faggot. Hold my pocket. And then, like, I'm like, he lives in Rhode Island. That's not far.
That's driving
distance. I could probably find a gym in Rhode Island and make the same phone call.
Probably.
And then go to Rhode Island and dislocate someone's shoulder.
I'll videotape the whole thing.
No, I told him no cameras. I was like, don't worry. You don't want to be embarrassed like this on camera. I don't want the world to see this. I was like, this is... Because he told me, he's like, I've taken your man card because of how you responded to me. And I was like, you're not getting it. I wanted to have fun. I wanted you to make fun of me. I wanted to make fun of you. I wanted to laugh about it. Because, like, he's also known as an internet troll. So I was like, yo, we can have fun with this.
Yeah.
And then he went for the spleen. So, here's the waiver. Got it in an email. Let's go. Stop talking shit. Got me banned for another fucking 5 days. Now I can't tell him I have the waiver for 5 fucking days. Okay? I'm mad. I hate that shit. Like, you run your fucking mouth. And, like, that's the thing. If I saw him somewhere, I would tell him that his music sucks. He wouldn't say anything to me.
No, most people on the internet are fucking...
He wouldn't say anything to me. And, like, he asked... He was, like, in the studio again, what do you think? Your production is garbage. It is. This show sounds better than this. Listen, I'm over a foot away from this microphone. You ready? Listen to what this geeky motherfucker did. My voice sounds beautiful in this. Okay? I'm just chilling. I'm just back here. That's it. That's why it sounds like this. Okay? His music sounds like this. Sounds like the microphone is in his asshole and his friend is talking.
I mean,
it just bothered me.
I understand that there's a lot of trash music out there.
His music could be good if he just didn't spend his free time talking shit about other artists. Like, shut the fuck up. Nobody needs to hear it. Wow. This idea that you get famous off bashing somebody else has never... Like, when has it actually worked?
It works enough to gain a mild following.
110,000 people.
Yeah. It's worked.
He responded to somebody with 200 followers. Probably half of them fake.
It's just a number. That number to them means everything.
It doesn't mean a fucking thing. He also said that he could beat me in hockey, which I highly doubt. My role in hockey was very, very clear.
What'd you do in hockey?
Make sure the puck doesn't touch the goalie and check anybody who gets the puck. That was literally my job playing hockey.
Isn't that the enforcer?
Pretty much. We were kids, so we didn't fight. I was a winger.
My older brother was lacrosse.
Lacrosse is such a dope sport, too.
He did goalie.
I wish. Oh, God. Yeah. Your older brother.
Yeah, Alex. Sean did gymnastics.
Like, why haven't I met Alex? He
lives in North Carolina.
So then tell his fucking gay ass to come here and get pegged by a girl and we'll get it drawn into a 3D animation.
You really want to get one of my, like, brothers or close friends pegged.
I think that if they just agree to fake the photo and we get it made into an animation, that would be the fucking greatest thing. Like, it doesn't need to really happen. It just needs to look like it's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You might be able to convince Alex for that. He's done some dumb shit.
We'll get his girlfriend to do the pegging. And we'll get it made into look. Does he like anime?
I don't think so.
Ah, damn it.
I don't know what he watches.
I was going to say, we could get it made into like an anime thing. Like, you ever see those pictures where like they're like taking a picture of you and your wife and they make you guys into anime characters?
Yeah.
That. Make it into that.
Problems.
I do, dude. I got a lot of free time on the train. I can't sleep anymore. I'm just used to now not sleeping.
I get that one.
So, yeah, we get Alex to pretend to get pegged by his girlfriend, and we get a really good picture, and we get it drawn into an animation, and then we make that, like, the podcast cover.
Why? I don't think any media establishment, Spotify, any of them would approve of that
kind
of image.
Well, it would be an art drawing, and it would be really small, so you wouldn't be able to tell.
They usually have programs within the app to scan the images to make sure there's nothing.
I guess so. Facebook banned me for everything that I said, and this motherfucker's running around freely. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
I still want the picture. Alex, do this. Just do this, Alex. I'll pay the $7.99 for the 1 month subscription to the AI art thingy and get the AI artist to do it. Is it AI? Are they different AI artists, or is it like the same AI artist in different apps?
A lot of them. So I was reading up on this
because I totally want to pay for it for like the year, really badly.
So a lot of them, what happened was, is there was one group that released this AI artist, the original platform. And it was open license, which basically means anybody can take it and do whatever the hell they want.
And make whatever app they want.
So then a bunch of people turned around, took that, threw their logo on it, and tweaked it a little bit, and made it their own, and are making tons of money off of it.
I want to pay for one of those apps for like the year, because I want to get into photography.
I've messed around with the chat, with the one that people talk about, ChatGPT.
Yeah, I heard about ChatGPT. We're ChatGPT 3, and we're waiting for ChatGPT 4, right?
Authors are
right?
Going nuts over it, isn't like,
dude,
they're so against it.
I don't
and
know
artists,
why.
Well, artists are against the art AIs. Writers are against the writing AIs. And I understand it as a writer, but it's all very formulaic. Nothing about what it says is like...
Yet. It takes time.
It takes time. And it'll get there. And the thing that people don't really understand is... AI learns and operates the same way we do, just way faster.
Yep.
The way we learn for art is by looking at all the art in the world and going, I like that, I don't like that, and then you develop your own style. AI art is very similar.
I'm not an artist and I'm not a writer, but I definitely could see it as a tool used for inspiration.
I've used it for like explaining I actually used it to help me explain some details in the book that were just detail-y that I couldn't think of on like a explanation level.
I don't know. I've wanted to get into photography for some time now.
I know how to do that.
I had a camera for a while.
I got no problem. I'd be down to get back into photography. My problem is I never got into the editing side.
Well, that's because that's hear me out. I don't want to edit a fucking thing. I want to just use it, just take photos and just have a raw photo, right? And then buy the AI for the year and be like, boop, edit. See what we get, that's cool. Pick a cool one, put them next to each other, and just run that.
I'm totally down for that.
Like I'm not an artist, so I don't see the problem in it, and I kind of understand where everybody's coming
writer,
from.
I get it, but at the same time, they've already got an AI that could detect when something's written by another AI. So you can't, like, all the Kindle, you're not allowed to post AI completely. Anything that's completely written by an AI. So yeah, you can go on ChatGPT, say, write me a novel about such and such, and it'll write you a novel. You put it on Kindle, all they've got to do is back check it. They'll just boot your book right off because they'll be able to realize that it's AI written.
Yeah. But like, I see where everybody's complaining, because instead of paying a photographer like you know, whatever, $150, $125 to take pictures of you and edit them. You can just take a
$125 is nothing.
Oh, no, that's cheap. Oh, that's what one of my buddies.
That's
my buddy was like. That's a friends and family price.
Yeah.
That's cheap. Like, I know that that's cheap. But you know what I mean? You pay $7.99 a month. You take 150 pictures, and you've just paid to have most of these pictures edited by a fucking legitimate, like real legitimate.
They've got video editing bots now.
That video that I sent you, I don't care what you say. I want to live in a world where that's real. Okay? I want to live in a world where that video with the moon, where they use little tiny ships. I know. I read it too. But I want to live in a world where that's real. No information was released with that video. It was literally just the date and time on when that original video was released on YouTube. I watched the original on YouTube. I'm a UFO nerd, but I don't have the memory for it. Yeah. There's too much. There's just too much for us to even begin to be like, no. No. Just too much. And then that video, fake or not, UFOs. You know how fucking cool it would be if there was just aliens just like chilling on the moon?
They probably don't give a fuck about us.
No, they don't. We're ants.
First of all, just like we can't communicate with ants, they could probably communicate with us. We just can't communicate with them. They're just a level that's such above us in terms of communication. If they exist, you know, they're probably using some kind of quantum communication that's faster than light. Because it's the only way you can communicate on a galactic scale.
I really just want aliens to be real. I don't care about communication. I don't care about if they're friendly or not.
I don't see it just in a numbers basis, Drake's equation. There's just no way for there not to be life out there.
And you saw we found another new planet.
We found dozens.
No. We found literally days ago, found a new planet in the inhabitable zone.
Yeah, we find them all the time.
Yeah, no, there's millions of them.
It's not just the thing is, it's not just it being in the Goldilocks zone, which is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of other factors about the planet.
No, no,
the planet
has water. It's literally Earth, and it's in the inhabitable zone.
We found ones that are 4, 5, 6 times the size of Earth.
It's bigger too, if I'm not mistaken.
Most of those are. It's wild. There's.
Yeah, we gotta get there. I'm in for the ride. I'm in to be the first people. I'm in.
I would too.
It just sucks that I have children. I'm in.
Drag them with you.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Come on,
we're leaving everything behind, guys.
I mean, in all reality, either we figure out some way to travel faster than light, or we figure out how to wake people from a cryogenic freeze. It's the only way we're sending people across the galaxy and into interstellar travel.
Or, hear me out, we figure out a way to fold space and time and bring the two points together.
That is so much more complicated.
Yeah. But that sounds so much better.
And
I don't want to go to sleep and wake up. I want to just be like, here, walk through this, and then boom, we're there.
So when it comes to like aliens and stuff, and if they're real, and if they're like way more advanced than we are, the whole thing I view it as, that's probably when they start communicating with you, is when you can achieve interstellar travel.
Or when you're about to blow up your little science experiment of a fucking planet.
No, I don't think they care about that.
No, I totally do.
No,
I totally do. I think
Earth goes through cataclysmic events.
Yes, natural cataclysmic events all the time. I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what I'm talking about. The Eurydice incident, shit like that.
I feel like if they were going to intervene, they would have already when it comes to us blowing ourselves up.
No, because we haven't. We've stopped ourselves. And there are reports of them stopping nuclear launches. There are all the reports of aliens, besides like Egypt and shit, are after we set off the fucking first nukes.
I mean, there's also
after the first testing of the nuke. It's all after.
A lot of people think they were, you know, stealth fighters that just haven't been public yet.
Yeah, that would be cool, except some of the reports.
I was watching one video where a pilot was explaining exactly how they fly to trick people, random farmers out in the middle of nowhere, that there's UFOs.
Okay, yes. Yeah, and they blow the engine back on them, and they shoot all the hot air on them and shit. I remember that. That was great, actually.
That's why I don't believe that anything's fucking around with us, because once again, it's kind of like when we mess with It's like when we mess with indigenous groups of people that have been undiscovered. And there still are people that have basically no contact with the modern world. There are people out in the middle of the Amazon. We're running
out of those, though.
We are, and it's kind of sad because, you know, those... One, they...
It's not that sad because guess what? If we can find the cure for cancer and not have 30 scientists eaten by cannibals, that's a great fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you stay there and we know about you, you just don't eat us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not unfound. Yeah, I just want this to be found and left the fuck alone.
Yeah, like, would you know, what leave I'm them saying. The fuck alone, found study whatever leave them hallucinogenic the fuck alone. Stuff they're ingesting, because they all...
Let's not cut down the fucking... I know that sounds so hippie-ish. Let's just not cut down the rainforest.
Yeah, that rainforest is... man-made.
Oh yeah, it is. It totally is. Have you seen the videos of them doing called?
Soil analysis?
No, not the soil analysis, but they fly over parts of the rainforest, and it's self-funded so that they don't really have the money to do this over all the rainforest, but they did it over a small section of the rainforest, and they take, like, I don't know if it's like sonar or radar, but they like it's I think it's LIDAR or something like
probably
that.
Probably LIDAR.
And they look and they see like all these old temples and all these lines. Like the nature just took it back.
Oh yeah.
Like it was a giant city. A lot of chunks of the Amazon was like giant city. I
wonder how, like, if all of humanity washed off the face of the earth and all of the major populated areas in a couple of hundred years, how it would look when nature has retaken.
They have a TV show about that.
Really?
Yeah, they have a TV show about that. It literally shows like what Manhattan will look like 500 years, 5,000 years, 50,000 years. It's fucking insane. And you'd be very, very surprised as to what actually survives.
I'd imagine steel survives for a while.
It does, but guess what takes it over? The earth. Plants. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. But that's why my name is written on so many fucking things with welding material. Okay, when cave people one day they will see cave drawings of my name on stuff.
When humanity starts anew, they're gonna discover Christian.
They're gonna discover a lot of different things that I wrote.
I've drawn stuff in the duck.
No. I took the welder.
Yeah, I know.
And I just welded my fucking name onto the top. Like,
I think a lot of
climb on top of the black iron at some point. It's my name, my wife's name, and two kids' names, like two of the four kids' names. Written out big fucking letters.
I think a lot of welders do shit like that.
Yeah, they do. They do. They really do. It's fucking great.
Welders are fucking weirdos.
I also, like, when I do patches, when I cut patches in black iron, I do graffiti along the whole inside. No. Because I do all my patches near doors. So when the guy's gotta go in and clean it out, at least he's got something to look at.
That's cool.
Unless it's on the bottom.
When I was in welding school a bunch of years ago, I welded a dick for my older brother.
You're such an asshole.
He drew dicks everywhere on everything.
I watched somebody weld like a little mini gang box closed, like literally just a little tiny tack weld, like four tack welds. And then the power for the grinder was inside the gang box. So he had to drill a hole into the gang box where the power was, plug it in, and then cut it. Because the power cord ran into the gang box and you couldn't just unplug it.
It's great.
Yeah, dude, I fucking... But yeah, there's a TV show about that. But they do this LIDAR detection in the Amazon. And in the Amazon, you see, like, all these ancient structures, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, prehistoric civilizations. They're just civilizations that have been wiped out by, like, Europeans and shit coming.
Oh, yeah.
There. And it's, like, parts of the Amazon were giant cities, you know? And, like, you can't even get in there to look at them.
Yeah, because and nature just is just plowing
through the fucking Amazon.
Wild to think about how many lost cultures there are.
It's wild to think that one day we're going to be a lost culture.
Wouldn't be a surprise.
It happens. And yeah. We're nearing all the signs that it's going to happen soon. Do you know what the Romans were fighting about when their civilization crumbled?
A lot.
Sex and gender was one of the topics.
It's not a shock.
It was actually one of the big topics.
And Rome was already sexually weird.
Yes, but as it got weirder and, like, all the perversions and shit, it got worse and got worse and got worse. Yeah,
all the weird people started finding their way into power and weirding things up.
Yeah, it was...
Granted, America started off weird.
I mean, to be fair, America kind of just fell... Congress used to
settle arguments with duels.
Okay, would you really want to see Donald Trump duel?
Sounds funny.
I mean, if that's what we're gonna do, I'm in for Congress. I'm in to be on Congress.
I don't do it anymore, but I mean, like, Congress, like, our leadership has always been weird.
Yeah, but we kind of just, like, we were like, okay, we follow the king, we do our thing, and then we had our revolution, and we became our own country, and we're like, what are we gonna do? And we just kind of, like, picked, and like, we're like, we're gonna do this, and this, and that's our rules.
Well, the first thing we did was become an empire and start expanding and expanding and expanding.
It did not stop. 2023, no, baby.
Still expanded.
What countries do you think we're going to invade this year? I think we're going back to Afghanistan soon. Probably. And I think we're going to be in probably still in Iran.
I think we're going to... Who fucking knows?
Ukraine is on the board for us to go inside of. Like, not just dropping shit off, but, like, going...
No, we're waiting for, like, one last straw.
I think it's going to come this year.
Probably.
I think what we're looking at this year is the year where things really get turned up and we really get to see the push of our old man president right now.
I mean, it's just sad when you think about how we're putting what's basically a demented puppy dog up against a wolf, as we've discussed before.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at Putin and tell he's a man who's killed people, as you said, with a knife.
With a really sharp knife. A big one.
Whereas Biden, what's he done? I don't.
He can't butter his own toast, bitch.
He can't follow.
Go up the stairs.
No, it was just turn. Nah, I'm gonna go on the grass.
He can't butter his own toast. Like,
it's ridiculous.
I just,
like, I hate both parties, but we've just gotten so, it's just gotten so bad.
Like,
though apparently this new Speaker of the House, McCarthy, is doing good shit.
Hopefully.
Well, Mom was telling me, because she pays more attention to that stuff than I do. She was telling me that he's putting, it's going up the floor for there to be term limits in Congress.
Thank God.
There's a lot of stuff.
Like, I just think that, like, with the way that everything has started this year, not much is going to cool off internationally. I think it's just going to ramp up. So I can see, like, something big happening in Ukraine. They've already, supposedly, Russia has started taking inmates from prison and enlisting them in their military and taking them into training. And, like, that's the sign of things getting ruthless. Like, really ruthless. Mm-hmm. And then let's just say Zelensky ends up liking war. Just hypothetically speaking, like, there's no sign of it, but let's just say Zelensky ends up liking war. He beats Russia. Who do you think he thinks he could beat? Because right now it looks like Russia's going to lose.
Oh, what, in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Russia's been on the losing end for months.
Yeah, but, like, you can be on the losing end and then win.
True. And then Ukraine was on that last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, it could turn around in an instant, but when you start taking prisoners and training them, it becomes a very ruthless war. But how effective is it really going to be? You know what I mean? You're still looking up what this guy did? You know I don't care, right?
Yeah, well,
I don't really give a fuck. Like, politics are fun to talk about, but, like, other than that, there isn't a rule that you can make that I'm going to follow unless I want to.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that. It. You know, I just, I feel like if it's a just thing, I can follow it. But other than that, like, no. I'm always going to protect my family and myself. Yeah. I'm always going to do what I want and act how I want. So, like, put whoever you want in power. It don't really matter to me. I understand that it does. I've got to vote. I'm going to pay attention to all that. But, like, yeah. Do I get to vote on who that guy is?
I mean, he's been getting a lot of... the last couple of things he's passed were all majorly bipartisan.
No, but that's what I mean, dude. Do we get to vote on where he... on his position?
No, he's already in...
Not him right now, but in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, so then maybe I'll pay attention to it one day. But right now...
He held up...
Fuck you!
I mean, they all fucking suck, but apparently he's also looking to push a flat tax.
Yeah, I heard about that. That I'm interested in. A flat tax. Does that mean that I actually get my fucking gross?
You'll get more of it.
Really? How much more? Do you think they're going to let it happen?
They want to defund the IRS too.
Which is fucking great because Biden just gave them so much money.
He just rescinded it. This new McCarthy guy took it all.
Where's he putting it? His bank account?
No, he's going back into the coffers of the government.
The coffers. You like that word. You use that word often.
Yes.
The coffers of the government. Oh. Motherfucker.
Fair Tax Act.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I didn't really, like I said, I don't really give a fuck about all of it, but I heard fair that. Taxes. I heard about that and I was actually excited. It's like government's getting good. Government's getting a little good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I miss having a car. I gotta buy a new car.
The rate of sales tax will be 23%.
Is that high? That feels like high.
That sounds very high.
But
it imposes a national sales tax or on the use or consumption of the United States of taxable property and services in lieu of current income taxes, payroll taxes, and estate and gift taxes. The rate of a sales tax will be 23% in 2025, with adjustments to the rate in subsequent years. So everything's going to cost more, but you get more of your paycheck.
Are they going to tax your paycheck at all?
Hold on. Under the bill, family members who are lawful U.S. residents receive... I don't care about that. Not saying anything about...
We should get to vote on this.
I agree.
This is something that we should get to vote on this. On.
We should vote on their raises, too, if they get them.
No, they just shouldn't fucking get them. No, you work in government, bitch.
They vote on their own raises.
Which is insane. This is why I don't like paying attention to government.
See, income taxes repealed.
Can I give myself a raise?
Just blow the right people.
I'm not putting dick in my mouth. It's not happening. I'm not that rapper.
They're pushing to repeal income tax. That's awesome.
Does it look like anybody is in favor of this?
The Republicans are.
Okay. So who's it got to go to first?
Once it passes the House, it goes to Senate.
All right. Who runs the House right now?
I think that's this guy.
Okay, but what side, bitch? Who has more people?
So, he's part of the House of Representatives, which is currently controlled by the Republicans.
Okay.
Senate's 50, like 50.
Senate's dead 50-50, yeah.
So, if it's a split decision, it goes the Democrats' way because Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. Vice President breaks ties.
Yeah, I'm not looking at you like that because I don't understand you. I'm looking at you like, oh, cool, so we're fucked. Because she's running around that Senate House floor just sucking all the Democratic dicks. Probably. I don't care what anybody says. She's sucking all the Democratic dicks.
All
right?
That's all she's good for because nobody
wants to don't even
talk.
Think she's good at that.
Probably not.
You know, she likes to hear herself talk too much, so you know she's going to talk while
you're
doing it.
And
laugh? Yes, and it sounds evil. It sounds like a bad evil, like a B-rated evil movie
like
laugh.
Like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Like the Wicked Witch of like the west side of town, maybe. Okay? That bitch couldn't fucking... She couldn't be evil. She couldn't evil her way out of a fucking paper bag.
What about that? The Wicked Witch of the Hood. We could do that, Christian.
We could do that. Could we get Kamala Harris to play it?
I don't know if we could do that.
I think we could. We got to go to D.C. and try and talk to her. See if we can get her on this. I got some fucking questions for that bitch. I'll be polite. I'll be a gentleman. Only because the Secret Service could shoot me.
Yeah.
Why did you want to arrest single moms? Like, scream at her for fucking 45 minutes. All the secret security guys are there, like, ready to jump on top of me, but in their heads they're going, this motherfucker's right. He's right. They're right about everything. Who did they talk to and where did they get these points? But you want to know what? I don't think she could do an interview because she's too busy, like, controlling the president. I feel like
I don't even think she's in control.
But here's the thing. If it's not her, then who? How the fuck did we let her become fucking vice president after she got lit up at the debates by Tulsi Gabbard? That's my point. So who else is going to fucking put her in charge besides him?
I think the way they should do it is...
Whoever wins president,
the other party should get vice.
Yeah. And then but the guy who ran...
They have to work together.
The guy who ran, like if Joe Biden was the president, Donald Trump's his VP.
That would have been hilarious.
Fucking great. You know, like 6 months into the first year, the roles would have reversed. Donald Trump would have been like, listen here, he's very sick. He's dying. I'm in charge now. I don't want to see my friend go like this. I've come to care about him. And meanwhile, he's fucking smacking him when nobody's around. Shut the fuck up, you fucking old shit.
Donald Trump's only a couple of years younger.
Yeah.
But he aged way better.
Yeah, Donald Trump is on all of the enhancement drugs. He's on all of the amphetamines. He's on all that shit.
He's got the money for
it. I think that the president should be drug tested.
Absolutely.
I think that every position in government should be drug tested.
Oh, of Congress.
And then you should not be allowed to own stocks or gamble. Nope, you shouldn't be allowed. If you're a fucking athlete.
The way they get away is by their family doing it.
Nope. If you are blood related sorry. Oh, it's your cousin? Too bad. You can't buy stocks and gamble, bitch. Blame that motherfucker for becoming a goddamn speaker of the House.
One of my favorite things that's happened in the past couple of years with politics was when AOC, the idiot in fucking Queens, was...
Tax the rich girl?
Crying on Twitter that it's Trump's fault that her abuelita... Sleeps on a mattress on a concrete floor and in like squalid positions, the worst
possible... In the Bronx?
No, in Puerto Rico. She lives in like the worst conditions... And she's bitching on Twitter that it's Trump's fault when he's not even in office at that time anymore. And everyone's like, the whole internet turns against her and goes, hey, bitch, you drive a Tesla. You live in two different luxury high-rise apartments.
Two?
Yeah. The one in D.C. has, if I recall, an in-building Whole Foods.
That's fucking sick. She's
always flying first class between the two and not taking the train, which it's actually faster to take the train to DC than fly.
It's actually better for the environment. Fuck the time, bitch. You wanted to tax the rich to save the environment and you're flying?
Mm-hmm.
You're flying.
She's been asking about it. She's like, my time and my constituents' times really matter, so it's the quickest way when it's not.
Okay, well... Can we just gloss over the fact that she has a Tesla? It's like
they make $174,000 a year, Christian.
That's like good money.
It's good fucking money.
Okay, but can we talk about the Tesla part real quick?
Yes.
That bitch tax the rich. You drive a Tesla, and I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this like you are the rich. I'm saying this like you drive a Tesla. It's your cell phone, your laptop, my cell phone, everything that has a rechargeable battery, those headphones, all of that contributes to slavery in 2023 in the Congo.
Yep.
How the fuck are you driving a Tesla? How are you running around the Democratic Party also sucking all the dick? She's definitely getting fucked by any dude that could get it up. She has to be. Young, pretty, fucking loud, outspoken woman who has brought herself up from the bottom. I'm sorry. The dude with the one eye, the Texas guy with the one eye, he's trying to fuck her. He's got the Viagra in the hole and everything. He's like, look, baby, baby, I got this in here. Come on, I went to fucking war. I'll fuck you good. And he'll probably just cry and last 4 minutes. He will, though. I'm not wrong.
That's going to be the title of the episode. He'll cry and only last 4 minutes.
Probably. Oh, God. There you go.
My phone. Let me write that down.
There you go. No. But fucking think about it. She's not like 45 years old. She's not drying up. She's like, she's in the baby making stages of her fucking life. And you want to know what? She can't just have a kid. She's got to get married. She's got to have a fucking family. She's got to make dinner and make her husband lunch. Or her husband can be like Nancy Pelosi's husband.
He got fucked up.
He got fucked up bad, dude. Yeah. I don't feel bad for him, though. He's really good at the stock market, and I'm really jealous, so I just don't feel bad. Like, better than, like, Warren Buffett, good. That's how good he is. How?
It's a lot.
It's a pain. Your wife. Your wife. That's how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your wife. Hello. Your wife. That's how. I forgot. You're allowed to do that. That's what I mean, though. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, your family lives in D.C.? They're not allowed to buy
there's
stock.
There's some fucking... I don't remember if he's in the House of Reps or Senate, but Ro Khanna, he bitches about all of the industrial military complex stuff. He bitches...
Does he own a gun company?
No, it's even worse.
Oh,
he bitches about guns. He bitches about, like, all the typical stuff, being rich people and how they should be taxed more. Meanwhile... He had millions of dollars, him and his wife. One, his wife is a trust fund baby.
Love it. Love it. The other lucky part man,
is
jealous.
He and his wife had millions of dollars invested in Raytheon.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? You
when everybody found out, he got lit up on Twitter.
You want to know what I fucking hate? We light these people up on Twitter, but we don't do anything to get them to get them fired.
No.
And I'm sorry, I don't believe in, like, just reaching out to get somebody fired. But in this situation, like, you wanted me not to be able to protect my fucking family. How much money did you have in Raytheon, you piece of fucking shit?
I think, well, here's my viewpoint. If you can get a percent of a demographic, like, of a population, so, like, say we tried to get one of our people out, like, the governor. If you can get a percent of the population altogether to go, hey, we have a major problem... Then you can turn around and hold a special vote whenever, and it can go, should this person stay or go?
Hey, can I tell you something that I know that I don't think you know?
Sure.
You probably assume it, but you don't know it. And I know it for a fact that to become any type of state legislator in the state of New York, you have to pay. It's not like written into law.
No, it's like a union dues.
Yeah. No.
Which AOC got in trouble for not paying hers?
No. Not like that. Like it's like imagine a pact, like a super pact, but like an under the table situation. Yeah. Like oh, you want to run for this office in New York? Well, you're gonna have to give this much money to this district.
It's not a shock.
Yeah, but it's real. I know that it's real. Oh, I've talked to people that wanted to, and they're like, I just couldn't.
No, it's not surprising that it's real.
And it's really fucked up because the person that I know would have actually did good for our state. Like, really good for our state. Loudmouth motherfucker would have did really good for our state.
No, it's fucked up. There's a lot of shady, underhanded shit going on.
And that makes me wonder, like, this is the other thing. And it's not even a joke as much as it sounds like a joke. Whose dick did AOC suck? Whose dick did AOC suck to get inside? Oh! He's Jewish, right?
Probably.
So it's not circumcised, or is it circumcised? Oh, okay. It's not. It's old though. It's wrinkly. You think it smells? I think it smells bad.
I assume most of their dicks smell bad.
I try not to think about. But like in this situation, you just said it. In this moment, I'm like, oh my god, that probably smelled so bad. like dead bodies are bad, but like that's like
old man not sad.
Oh god, sweaty, doesn't have deodorant, and his breath is horrible, and he's like, come here baby girl and kiss me on the lips.
Hollywood's
he's got
like that
grandpa fucking crust on his mouth. Oh god. Yo, you want to know what though, with Hollywood, you're fucking sucking dick for fame and fortune, and yeah, that dick looks like somebody stuck an M80 in it. But like, you made the fucking choice. Why did AO, like, seriously, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, bro? It's a lot of money to get into legislation in New York.
Somebody had to back her. I don't think she had the money.
Why? Who, like, what?
She's a distraction.
For, I'm about to call you three other fucking people. But why? Like, get from her point of view, like,
Why somebody would put her in a position of moderate power is because, A, one person in the House of Reps is useless. Doesn't matter who they are. They can't get shit done.
Because
that's why they didn't put her in Senate. They put her in House of Reps. So they put her in a mostly useless position unless you're one of the top people. Any of the top people of the parties, those are the ones who really control everything.
Yeah, but I just don't, like... Like, distraction from what? Every fucking corner of our state is corrupt. Our fucking governor had to resign because he sexually harassed somebody, and then we did nothing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, he didn't even, he denied it one time. He denied it one time and then resigned.
Yeah.
and then resign. Do you know how guilty you look? Like, you could put him in prison. Mm-hmm. You could fucking convict him. A jury would convict
they'll
him.
Never, the thing is they'll never convict each other unless the public 100% knows everything and the public's all behind it and screaming and making noise because...
And the fact that we didn't burn Albany to the ground. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Holy New York fucking state sat back and let him sexually harass women and still be the governor. Fucking imprison us with laws that were unconstitutional, unjust, and put us all in harm's way. And you want to know what? His replacement's not doing anything fucking better.
No.
Not doing anything better. We have numbers of lawsuits against the state. Numbers of them. Just to be able to defend ourselves in this state. Never mind everything the fuck else. I got fucking dope heads sleeping in the gym in the fucking basement. I can't get the police to get them the fuck out. They got fucking bundles of heroin on them. They're just like, there's nothing I can do. It's fucking ridiculous.
It is.
Almost half a fucking $1 million to fucking get in the state legislation. You can't get shit done.
Yeah.
You're not sucking dick good enough, huh, honey?
That's because she's not trying to get shit done. She's out for the clout. That's what she spends most of her time on. Fucking talk shows.
I don't get it. Why be a politician? Why not be an actress? You gotta suck dick. You gotta suck dick anyway.
Because nowadays you're expected to at least be decent at being an actress.
Are you though? Fucking are you? I haven't seen a good fucking... I've seen better TV shows in the last 6 months than I've seen movies.
Oh, that's because...
Because of the acting. Acting though. Acting wise.
Yeah. Well, movies, it's ridiculous. Movies spend too much of their money on the cast until those cast have become fan favorites. A lot of long-term TV shows are where making good money is at. You're on a TV show for 10 years, like the girl who played Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh my god, she's set for life. She's not in... I haven't seen her in anything. Oh, no, 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 not Daenerys Targaryen. The girl who played in... Not in Game of Thrones, but in House of Dragons.
I haven't seen House of Dragons yet.
Oh, okay. I've never the girls that play her, I've never seen them in anything.
But a lot of those like TV shows like that, like I don't know if you ever saw Law and Order SVU.
I know the show.
The lead, the woman Mariska Hargitay, who plays the lead character Olivia Benson. By the time that they reached like the 10th season, she was getting I think somewhere between like $100,000 to $200,000 an episode.
That's crazy.
And there was like 24, 25 episodes
in a season.
That's within a year, is usually.
That's nuts.
No, TV actors make a ton of fucking
money. No, that's, I think that's nuts. Did you see that the dude who played Superman decided to leave The Witcher to play Superman? And they were like, nah, you're not going to play Superman. Now they got Liam Hemsworth to play The Witcher.
I heard about that.
It's fucking bullshit. I haven't. Chris... There's nobody better than him for those two. Better than him for those two roles.
I haven't paid attention to either.
We have such bad ADD. We were just talking about the government, and I'm like movies.
We know we have bad ADD.
No, I'm done. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck you guys. Have a good night. The world's about to end.
Woo!
Yay!